The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast on Monday, the 21st of October, 2019. On the podcast today, I have Dan Betts, CEO of Hummingbird Resources, HUM is ticker there, and Dan discusses their Q3 update from the Yanfolila gold mine in Mali, where production has increased while costs have come down. Also on the podcast, I have two lists for you, the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours, and the top five most liked RNSs too. By the way, you can see both these lists, in fact, top 10 versions of both these lists at voxmarkets.co.uk. And if you do get an RNS via the app, it's free to download. Just go to the App Store there and you get an RNS and you like the contents of that RNS. Hit that thumbs up button, all right? And then it could feature on this podcast and it could be listed on the front page in one of those lists at voxmarkets.co.uk.
Are you tired of missing news about stock market companies you follow? The Vox Markets app helps investors stay ahead by making sure you never miss an important update. Find out more at voxmarkets.co.uk/app.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Dan Betts, Chief Executive Officer of Hummingbird Resources, HUM is ticker there, HUM. Dan, thanks for joining me.
Hi, Justin. Thanks for having me.
Now, you've released your Q3 update, and we'll go through the figures in a bit, see how it's getting on there. Before we do, as always, if someone is tuning in now and they've never heard of Hummingbird Resources, Dan, just summarise it for them, if you could.
Sure, Justin. Hummingbird is a gold mining company. We've got a mine in Mali in West Africa that is in production. We've also got development project in Liberia, and we have, as a business, you know, been through the entire process of exploration, development, and production. And I think we're well placed to build a gold mining company of the future.
Excellent stuff. And I see gold. You know, I mean, it's had a little rally of late, but I think now it's just having a breather. Before, I think it's going to $2,000 down, so I think, Dan. I mean, if you look at what's happening around, you know, all the central banks are easing, global growth is ticking down, easing their balance sheets, or expanding their balance sheets, and gold is a safe store of value there. I think it's only going in one direction in the next few years at least. But anyway, so I'm a bit of a gold. Go on.
I'll take your word for that, Justin. I hope you're right.
Yeah, I think it's, well, let's be honest. I mean, you know, we've had lots of red flags about economies happening, and there's lots of signals pointing to global growth slowdown, maybe even a recession towards the end of 2020. And we know that when that happens, stimulus kicks in, and so that devalues everything apart from gold. So I think, you know, people will start pouring into gold. And I've seen some stats of I think governments, Russia, China, buying lots of gold at the moment. So it's a good place to be. So let's go through the figures, Dan. What's it looking like?
Well, I mean, it's looking good, to be honest, Justin. I mean, just a comment on your gold price theory there. I mean, that would be great, and I'm sure the whole gold mining world would be delighted. But to be honest, 1,500 gold is a decent price for us. And if you look at Q3's results, we've just produced over 30,000 ounces of gold, and the AISC for the quarter is 850 exactly, I think. So, you know, that's a pretty decent cash margin on the project, and that's enabled us to, you know, aggressively pay down our debt and strengthen up the balance sheet and get to grips with some of the issues we've had over the last 12 to 18 months where things were more difficult. So, you know, it's nice to see the mine and the team and the company performing as per expectations.
Yes, excellent. So just say that again. Just give me the figures again, because I knew the ASIC last time was around about 1,000, wasn't it? So you're bringing that down, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that's actually the fourth quarter in a row where production has risen and costs have decreased. So the exact number is 30,484 ounces of gold that we poured in Q3. And in Q2, it was just over 27,000 ounces of gold. And the ASIC's 849 or 850, I think, for the quarter. So a lot better than, as you say, just under 1,000 for Q2. Yeah. And if you go back to Q4 last year, it was much higher.
Yeah, absolutely. So everything's going in the right direction. Production is up, costs are down. And your outlook, what are you hoping to do this year? Are you still sticking with that outlook of between 110 and 125?
Yeah, we are. No, we're maintaining that. And I think, to be honest, our focus is on delivering that. I mean, having had a tricky past 12 months and having recovered from a number of issues that we've had operationally, getting to a steady performance that can be trusted by the market and our investors is priority number one.
Listen, stuff. And so what's next now? Are you hoping this will further improve, or are you at a steady state here?
I think we're always looking for improvements, and there's always improvements we can make. I mean, a significant improvement actually has been in terms of our safety record at site. Having just gone through a million LTI 3 hours is a good landmark for the company, and I think it's just all testament to the team and the performance coming together. So I think there are continual improvements that we can make across the board. That said, you know, 30,000 ounces, 10,000 ounces a month at an AISC of about 850 is give or take about where we aim to be. So, you know, we'll be looking to sustain that and make improvements where we can.
Yeah, absolutely. And then further out, Dan, what's, you know, some milestones you're hoping to achieve or tick off the list there?
Well, I mean, I think paying down our debt, you know, by the end of the year, we should be sort of getting towards $32 million of gross debt, which is a significant improvement on where we were at the start of the year. I mean, that's certainly strengthening the position of the company in lots of ways. And I think that's prudent management. And I think that's certainly something we look to continue doing. We obviously want to maintain performance, as I say, as our first priority. And then going forward, we want to bring out the plans that we're working hard on to extend the mine life, looking at bringing other resources or underground resources into the mine plan to extend the mine life out beyond 2023, 2024. So that's what we're working hard on at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. But at the moment, Dan, you're quite happy. Like you say, the turn of the year there, you had a few issues and the share price dipped, but you're quite confident now you're on a strong road to recovery.
I am. I mean, you know, we've maintained our production guidance for the year despite Q1 being you know, very low. So I think that shows our confidence in the recovery and the performance to date. And you know, I think it's important that we stress our priority is to, you know, build that reliability, and that's what we're focused on, because it hasn't always been easy since we commissioned the mine. And I think we've learned a lot from that. We've overcome a lot as a team. We've grown up a lot in the process. And onwards and upwards, steadily.
Absolutely. Marvellous stuff. Okay, well, as always, Dan, if someone's listening to this, like that's the sound of the story, but are not yet following it, please give them those three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page on Vox and add you to their watch list, please.
Well, I mean, we are generating cash, we're producing gold, we're deleveraging fast, we have an exciting future, and I think we're at a point in terms of valuation where if we deliver to our plans, nothing exceptional, then there'll be an awful lot of value to unlock here. So, you know, we're excited about that, and hopefully people listening will be as well.
Yeah, and let's be honest, gold at the moment is a good place to be with all the uncertainty around. Dan, good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not too distant future. Thanks very much.
Okay, thanks a lot. Cheers, Justin.
Okay, it's time for the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours. They are at five, Gfinity Group, up 2% to 3.7 pence. At four, it's Sabian Technology at 4.44%. at 0.235 pence. At three, Forexpo, that's FXPO, up 1.69 at 135. At two, it's Petrotal, that's PTAL, core, and that's, what does the price say? It's 16.75, up 6%, 6.5% nearly. And number one, most followed companies, Bidstack Group, up, well, down 3.16% at 23 pence. All right, top five most liked RNSs are as follows. At five, Cora Gold, metallurgical test work results. At four, Infrastrata, that's FSRU project update. At three, Ncondesi Energy, strategic partner site visits complete. At two, Hummingbird Resources, of course, Dan was on the podcast. At one, it's Horizonte Minerals, drawdown of $25 million from Orion Mine Finance. That's it for the podcast. Thanks for listening. Muchos apreciados.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.